This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's been another week of severe weather and relentless rains. However, the rain has done little more than muddy the waters and dampen the spirits of a few anglers. The fishing bite is actually still pretty good. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, despite some dampened spirits, this weekend brings a special event for anglers. In fact, beginning Friday, aspiring and veteran anglers will again have an opportunity to try their luck at fishing state waters without first investing in a fishing license during the four-day Free Fishing Days celebration. During the long weekend, which runs from June 7th through the 10th, anglers can fish Illinois waters without purchasing an annual fishing license, inland trout stamp, or salmon stamp. In addition, civic groups, community organizations, and recreational agencies will hold a variety of special events, fishing derbies, and clinics as part of the 2013 Illinois Free Fishing Days celebration. Now, Free Fishing Days allows those who have never fished or who have not fished for quite a while a chance to try fishing. And the special events are intended to add to the fun. Throughout the state, dozens of different special events are planned as part of Free Fishing Days. And for more information or a list of events, you can contact the DNR office in Alton at 618-462-1181. We do have one very large event that's actually considered the premier event here in Illinois, provided our rivers do not flood it out, and that's at Pierre Marquette State Park on Saturday. Fishing enthusiasts and aspiring anglers will have an opportunity to celebrate their favorite sport during the 22nd annual Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair, which is scheduled for June 8th at Pierre Marquette State Park near Grafton. The special one-day fishing extravaganza will feature a number of interesting things, all pertaining to fishing. And as in the past, the annual fair features numerous hands-on demonstration stations, and each station is intended to teach fairgoers a specific fishing skill. The series of demonstration stations include instructions on such fishing-related activities as knot tying, fish identification, fish cleaning, and casting. Though primarily designed for anglers, youngsters, anglers of all ages are encouraged to attend and participate in the free event. Now, more than 3,500 people, including 1,600 children, attend the Two Rivers Fishing Fair each year. The event features some 25 activity stations at which youngsters can learn more about fishing in the outdoors. Kids can also enjoy a Fetch and Fish 4,000-gallon aquarium and visit by Camo the Clown and Fredbird. The Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair is expected to attract many outdoor enthusiasts who hope to learn more about fishing or just enjoy a fun-filled day. Admission to the fair is free and no fishing license is required. The activities will get underway at 10 a.m. on Saturday and continue until 4 p.m. Pierre Marquette State Park is located 5 miles north of Grafton on the Great River Road. And like I say, the only thing that can possibly impact this is severe flooding. If you have questions as to how the event's going or how to get there or if it's even going to be held, give them a call at 618-786-3323. That number again is 618-786-3323. If I was a wagering man, I'd say they probably will have it. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back and look at fishing in each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs right after these messages.
You can hear Auction Time Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:15 and Sunday mornings at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. Also, you can check out area auctions at our website, www.wsmiradio.com. When you're ready to sell, tell your auctioneer to place your sale on WSMI's Auction Time. Listen for Auction Time every Monday through Saturday at 7:15 a.m. and every Sunday at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM and FM, the stations you can count on.
Okay, we're back, and one of the biggest threats facing anglers at Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs is rising water and, of course, muddy conditions. At Lake Shelbyville, they've been hammered with rain again and again, and the lake is continuing to rise, perhaps going to as much as 8 feet over summer pool. The water temperatures have fallen from about 74 to 66, and this has slowed the walleye bite somewhat, but they're still catching some fish. Anglers are now pulling spinners or bottom bouncers on drops about 15 feet of water. This is where the sauger are. The walleye are a bit shallower, and the willows in about 5 feet. The crappie have moved back out onto the ledges, and anglers are still doing pretty good on them. They're catching limits on and off, and They're pulling bottom bouncers for them as well. It's easier to go along a ledge and cover water, they say. They'll be doing a lot of this during the summer months. It just catches everything. They use a single spinner rig with a number two or number three blade and tip it with a minnow. They pull them with the trolling motor at less than a mile per hour using their GPS. And the white bass, they're suspended on these ledges, so trolling crankbaits is probably the answer. You need to troll them about 12 to 14 feet down in deeper water. So if you're a troller, Lake Shelbyville is the place to be. At Carlisle Lake, once again, rising water is impacting anglers here too, and it's pretty muddy. In the lake right now, largemouth bass are still rated fair, however. They're being caught on crankbaits fished along the rocks and woody cover. The catfish bite remains excellent. They're in their spawn and can be easily found along the rocks. The hot times have been in the early morning and again right before sunset. Anywhere from 3 to 10 foot off the rocks in about a foot and a half of water. Night crawlers, cheese baits, shad, leeches, and crickets are all producing. And the crappie bite still fair. They're still sporadic. The lake is so high, anglers are just having difficulty finding concentrations of these fish. And the white bass bite still poor. We still have about a month before they'll really turn on. However, in the spillway, white bass remain excellent. Lots of water running through right now, and whites are being caught on rooster tails coupled with curly tails or tube jigs. The catfish bite is rated very good. Shad and night crawlers are producing most of the catfish. Very good action reported for the crappie as well. Tube jigs and minnows are getting some nice crappie. And the sauger bite, very good on tube jigs and curly tail jigs. Now at Wren Lake, more good action. The crappie bite still red hot here. It probably will continue through the spawn and into the summer, and probably even through the summer and fall. Right now, a few of the spawning fish are still biting. Try fishing the buckbrush. Fish the buckbrush in the backs of any coves, and you should catch fish. The Jackie Branch, Sandusky, and Markham branches are all good. They've been catching many of the fish shallow under minnows using slip bobbers. When fishing the bushes, set your bait at about 2 foot deep. If you're fishing from the bank, try fishing from the concrete wall at the Sailboat Harbor Ramp or the docks at the Wren Lake Resort. The catfish bite is also red hot. Lots of these fish are being caught in the backs and necks of shallow water. Creeks leading into the lake are producing a lot of fish. The baits of choice have been cut shad, leeches, shrimp, night crawlers, but other types of commercial baits as well are producing good numbers of fish. You can fish from the shore about anywhere around the lake and catch catfish right now. And the bass bite, they're still holding in shallow water bushes and laydowns in about 2 to 4 feet and can be caught by fish pitching soft plastics, jigs, and spinner baits in and around the cover. The rock bite on Wren Lake is currently slow. The water is dropping from time to time. It's dropping again until we get rain, and the fish are starting to bed. Two bass caught recently had bloody tails, indicating they're working on the beds. And the bluegill bite, they're being caught in shallow water. They've caught a few really big bluegill on minnows fishing in the bushes for crappie. You probably can catch a lot more using crickets or red wigglers and fish the shallow water in the backs of the necks. They should be really turning on any time now. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Don't forget, free fishing days coming up this weekend. I'm Kurt Hicken.